a new thing. Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to your daily devotional podcast anchored in Isaiah 43 and verse 19, which says, "See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland." We're currently looking at God doing a new thing in the life of the Apostle Peter, and today we explore Peter's vulnerability for the third time in different areas today. So we're going to look at the part of Matthew 14 that runs from 25 to 33, which describes the fact that Jesus was walking on the water towards the disciples in the boat on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified, saying, "It is a ghost." And they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them and said, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." Peter answered him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." He said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat, started walking on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he noticed the strong wind, he became frightened, and beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Jesus immediately reached out his hand and caught him, saying to him, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" When they got into the boat, the wind ceased, and those in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." Peter demonstrates great vulnerability here again. He's experiencing something unprecedented, and he thinks he sees a ghost. He's terrified, and Peter's response to Jesus identifying himself is to test the truth of that claim. Peter gets more than he bargained for, but takes Jesus at his word, steps out of the boat onto the water. Of course, his vulnerability here is expressed in risking looking like a fool in front of the other disciples, and indeed, let's face it, risking his life. His experiences then of his inadequacy of his faith and the adequacy of Jesus to help him in his lack of faith is instructional for him and the disciples and for us. Peter displays great faith, doesn't he, by getting out of the boat, and then displays great humanness by sinking. However, he still had enough faith to ask the right person for help. He was humbled by the experience, no doubt, but humble enough to ask for help of Jesus. He had enough faith to get a prayer through, in a sense, even though his faith must have been shaken by the experience. Jesus challenges him on his faith because Jesus believes Peter to be capable of greater faith than he did of himself. Peter's actions inspire the rest of the people in the boat because then they end up worshipping Jesus. You see, we don't need perfect faith to see Jesus work powerfully in our lives. And even an imperfect faith like yours and mine is enough to inspire people to worship God. Those in the boat with us, perhaps like other believers, but perhaps even people outside. Your faith is not meant to be perfect. It's meant to be focused on Jesus. And at the times when our faith fails us and we struggle because of weakness and because we're human, Jesus is still there with us, just like he was with Peter, ready to rescue us, ready to offer a hand, ready to pull us out of the depths of whatever mess we've got ourselves into. So, why not take some time today to ask God to reveal to you the level of faith he believes you're capable of? Because you and I are capable of doing more new things for God and him doing more new things through us than we think we can handle. That's the nature of faith. And that's the nature of God. And that's how he feels and thinks about us. We are capable of so much if we just reach out and ask him for his help. And I hope that you find your heart, your life, your congregation and your world inspired by God doing a new thing. Until tomorrow, take care. God bless.